It's time for Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio. A look at everything that's golden in the Golden Heart City. From tours and trails to must-see sites and adventures. Brought to you by Explore Fairbanks. Located in the Morris Thompson Cultural Center in downtown Fairbanks. Now, here's the crew from Explore Fairbanks.
Well, a good afternoon, KFAR listeners, and welcome to the Saturday, June 21st episode of the Explore Fairbanks radio show. A happy summer solstice to all of you out there listening. Joining me here in the studio, running the board and engaging in our dialogue today is my co-host and colleague, Bill Wright. Bill, we made it to 621.
Yes, we did. Happy birthday to my son. I should just throw a little shout out there.
Oh, there you go.
He's 24.
Okay.
23.
Mid-20s.
Somewhere, mid-20s.
Yeah. Happy birthday to your son and happy birthday to the son, which will be up for a long time.
Exactly.
Today. We have join us via telephone. By the way, I put out there, this is actually our second to last episode of the Explore Fairbanks radio show. I know there's a lot of collective crying out there among the listeners that it's doing that. So we really wanted to go out with one of our favorite guests to talk to, and that, of course, is none other than Mr. Scott McMurrin joining us on the phone from Anchorage. Scott, thanks for being with us again.
Oh, just pardon me while I weep. Oh, it's hard to see. I just say it ain't so. I mean, the end of an era.
Yeah, the end of a two-year era.
Odyssey.
No, we've definitely enjoyed doing this show, and hopefully our listeners out there have learned a lot about our regional visiting history and all the topics that we've covered the course of 2 years. And so, Scott, we've got you on. We always like to have you on to talk about all things travel, travel within Alaska, travel beyond. And for those of you who might have not have listened to you on the show before, give us a quick overview of Alaska Travelgram. What's that all about?
Sure. Well, that's the weekly email newsletter that I send out to, you know, tens of thousands of my closest friends every week. It's free. You can go subscribe at AlaskaTravelGram.com. And it's got all the latest good deals, good fares, fun places that we go, mostly around Alaska. But also, like right now on the site, we've got some trip reports from Las Vegas, from Slovenia, from all over. And it's just for travel fanatics like myself. I mean, I may be talking to an audience of one. I don't know. Maybe
people well, there's at least two. We know Bill and I are here. Yeah. So,
yeah, and I'm intrigued by Slovenia, so you got a customer.
Yeah, no, true story. And so I've been publishing that for about 26 years, and it all started kind of as a way to beat the drum for another product that we do called the Alaska Tour Saver, which is basically your big discount / two-for-one guide to Alaska. So we have we put that book together every year, and for visitors and also for locals who want to get out and see more of the state. So those are a couple of things that we do, and that's kind of what keeps me out of the bars during the day mostly.
Well, no, and you're great. You definitely have your finger on the pulse of all things travel. So I've always got some great advice and recommendations from you. You were just up here in what you like to refer to as the Northern Kingdom in Fairbanks just a couple of weeks ago. What brought you up here, and what did you all do when you were exploring one of your favorite cities in the state of Alaska?
Oh, my gosh. I do love the Northern Kingdom. It's just a golden day in the Golden Heart City. And I came up there for what's called a travel pop-up. And I do a travel pop-up. You know, I've done a couple up there. Actually, I've done four of them up there. And a lot of my subscribers are in Fairbanks and the surrounding area. And so we'd like to get together and talk travel and share some prizes and offer some deals and things like that. So in the morning, we met over at McCafferty's, which is my favorite coffee shop. In
Oh, yep, right across the street here from the studio.
And we sat around and talked. It's basically a free-range travel chat, and we talked about good deals. I had some, and it's still going right now, some really great airfare deals, which I get into, except they they're expired now. And that's the thing with good deals. They come and they go like the wind. And so we try and keep people posted on that. So I had an AM chat there at McCafferty's, and then in the afternoon we went over to Hoodoo Brewing. I know you guys have never been there, so if you get a chance, Hoodoo, over there, check it out. Bobby puts together some good beer.
I know you enjoy making visits from time to time when you're in town.
Hoodoo. And it was great visiting with folks there in the Northern Kingdom, and you know, seeing all the cool things that there are to do. I mean, I went by did a drive-by of Pike's out there by the airport.
Oh, yeah.
They're going strong.
Isn't that amazing what Jay's doing there?
Yeah, it really is. And, of course, we're getting ready for the 75th birthday party of the Riverboat Discovery. I can't even believe that.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah, and they're actually the sponsor of this month's show. So, yeah, that's going to be an exciting celebration next month. You're coming back up for that, right?
I am. Not going to miss it.
No.
And, of course, one of my favorite places is to go to the Car Museum. And I tell people about the Fountainhead Antique Auto Museum. They say, oh, yeah, right, Fairbanks. What is it, something garage? I said, oh, it's a big garage like you've never seen.
Yeah, they're probably thinking it's some overloaded lot on Farmers Loop Road or something, and you say the Car Museum in Fairbanks.
But I have to say, Scott, so I was down in March. You put up your summer showcase program.
Yeah.
So we were down there. Explore Fairbanks had a booth, and I'll tell you, probably eight of ten of the people who came by there, this was there in Anchorage, mentioned the Auto Museum and how much they loved coming up to Fairbanks for that. So I think word is gotten out there. And of course, you know about the exciting expansion that's coming up later this fall.
Oh, it's a whole new world with the mashup of the aviation. And I mean, if that isn't a blue light special, I mean, the old Kmart building.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see that. I talked with some of the folks when I was up there, and really looking forward to seeing that develop.
It's going to be amazing. You just think of how high quality the Auto Museum is. They're adding in that aviation component. I think it's, you know, world class can be a bit cliched when describing something, but I truly believe this will be a world class attraction, and we're going to have it right here in the middle of Alaska in Fairbanks, of all places.
Dude, I am blinded by the reflection on those cars. They've been buffed up.
They're beautiful. Yeah.
They put a high gloss on those. And you can tell that, you know, Tim and his crew over there, Willie, they take such pride in showing off these incredible artifacts of life in Alaska between the start of the auto age, basically in World War II.
Yeah.
And that car collection is, I mean, it's like they've run out of room on that, so they started to do a fashion thing. What people wore when they were cruising around in the open cars. I mean, it's just incredible.
It's incredible. Yeah, absolutely that. So, Scott, when we were setting up this interview today, you had to do it here in the morning time frame. We record these shows in advance. This is not live on June 21st. Sorry, listeners. Because this afternoon, as we record this, you're going on a little trip on an inaugural flight. Tell us a little bit about that.
I'm going on a little trip on a big fat plane. Yes, exactly right. So this is rather historic. I mean, I think it's really cool. So, you know, Alaska Airlines bought Hawaiian.
Yep.
And they're bringing up one of their wide body Airbus A330 twin aisle jets, basically because they need the seat. So they're using that big plane as backfill in the heavy summer season through August 20th. Twice a day, they're bringing a wide-body jet. And what's interesting about the wide ride, two things that are interesting. First of all, the configuration back in peasant class is 2, 4, and 2. That means if you can get on the side, there's no middle seat. That's one of the reasons, by the way, I like the E-175 when I come up and visit you.
Yeah.
No middle seat.
You're a tall guy. Those middle seats got to be rough.
I'm a tall guy. I've been in the middle. In fact, last month, I used to make jokes about buying cheap tickets because I say, you know, you're going to be in the middle seat back by the Pawnee. And what seat was I in? Because we missed our connecting flight. We had to be rebooked.
Oh, dear.
In the middle, back by the Pawnee. Sure, let me hold the door for you. So the other cool thing about this jet is this is the jet that Hawaiian uses on their international routes.
Mm-hmm.
Accordingly, they have 18 lie-flat seats in business class. So this is the first time there's ever been a lie-flat seat between Anchorage and Seattle.
That's very
and
cool.
Sure, it's only 3 hours. And sure, it's in the middle of the day. It's not the run. They also run at 2 a.m. I'm not taking that flight. But I can take it. I'm not too good to take it, but I'm just choosing not to take it on this day.
You can always nap. There's nothing wrong with an afternoon nap.
That's
are you flying? So are you in? Maybe, I don't know if you want to give this away. Are you going to be flying in business class?
I am.
Oh, get out.
I am.
Oh.
I can't stand it.
Who do you know?
Yeah, the only ones not, that shouldn't take a nap are the pilots on that flight.
we're saying a nice prayer for the pilots. Bless that plane with the spirit of aloha, and we'll be sipping some Pog to the Emerald City. I mean, I just can't stand it.
I can't wait to hear your report on that. Are you just going? Are you just going down to try the flight out? Or are you going to spend some time down there in the Emerald City too?
I am going down there, and I am going to spend a little bit of time and walk over to the Mariners ballpark and see them play the Guardians.
Oh, okay.
From Cleveland, used to be the Browns.
That's right. Yeah.
No, it used to be the Indians.
Yeah, the Yes, that's right.
So now they're the Guardians. So I'm going to see them play, and then I'm going to come back home.
Do you have a lie-flat seat at the ballpark, too, or not? No,
I could just lay down in the aisle. Yeah, that'd be a trick. Call security.
For those of you just tuning in, we are talking to Scott McMurrin with Alaska Travelgram, talking about all things travel here in Alaska. Scott, I think we're going to go ahead and we're gonna take a quick break here. I hope you'll stick around when we come back. Let's talk a little more about the Alaska-Hawaiian merger, because a lot has transpired there since the last time we had you on the show. Sound good?
Sure. Yeah, you bet.
All right. Thanks for sticking around. We'll be right back after this.
We will continue to explore Fairbanks right after this short message from our sponsors.
Each week, people are saving big time. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. As our 50-50 Friday promotion airs every hour, every day for a full week on 8 of Fairbanks' most popular radio stations, there's simply no better way to get the word out about your business. So if you have a grand opening plan, maybe a big sale, special event or promotion, or just want to get the word out, this is the best way to let the public know about it. As your business receives more than $10,000 in promotional value over the course of 1 week, with your ads playing constantly, as well as being promoted live by our talented local radio announcers. And the best part, all that it costs you are some gift certificates. It's 50-50 Friday from the radio station, which is why we have local businesses sign up again and again and again. Call us today and tell us you want to promote your business with 50-50 Friday. It's the best way to let Fairbanks know. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. Period.
The Riverboat Discovery and Gold Dredge 8 are Fairbanks traditions. Every time you embark on a journey aboard the legendary Riverboat Discovery, you'll step back in time as you cruise along the majestic Chena and Tanana Rivers in the heart of Alaska's wilderness. Discovering the thrill of striking gold at Gold Dredge 8 makes adventure and history come alive. It's an unforgettable journey into Alaska's Gold Rush era where dreams were made and fortunes were found. Come enjoy two of the most unforgettable experiences in Alaska, the Riverboat Discovery and Gold Dredge 8.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Now back to Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio.
And welcome back to the show. Scott McRae here, Explore Fairbanks. Bill Wright is with me as well. Again, a big thank you to the Riverboat Discovery for sponsoring this month's show. And 75 years, that's still, we talked about this before, I just, because Alaska, we're such a young state and Fairbanks is a young city. To have something that's a tourism product that's been in existence for 75 years, it's pretty remarkable.
Right. A lot, I'm sure, has changed over the years in terms of the typical visitors that come to Alaska, you know, way back in 75 years ago. But now it is such a well-rounded tour. I get so many compliments from Travel Trade that go on the riverboat cruise, and they love everything about it.
Yeah.
And I think that they're kind of like the Auto Museum. They're surprised about what it is. They shouldn't be, you know.
Right.
Hey, we're Fairbanks. What are you thinking? But it is nice that they give such great compliments, because it truly is a well-rounded cruise. Gives you a great taste of all that Alaska has to offer this time of year.
It is, and like you mentioned, you know, a lot has changed over the 75 years, but some things have still remained consistent and true to the original product. And you know, we interviewed Wade Binkley on the show here a few weeks ago, and talked about how the native cultural component, you know, for Captain Jim, that was part of the tour back then 75 years ago, and now still an integral part of it today.
Yeah, that was a brilliant move on his part.
Anyway, join us here on the phone. We have our good friend, Mr. Scott McMurrin with the Alaska Travel Gram. Scott, did you stick around?
Hello. Can you hear me now?
Hey, so before the break there, we were talking about your exciting trip this afternoon at the time we record this on the Alaska, the Hawaiian Airlines jet. Let's talk some more about what's happening with Alaska and the Hawaiian merger, because it seems like every couple of weeks there's a new announcement coming out, a new route. Just Rome was just recently introduced. It seems like that merger has gone pretty well so far.
So, actually, the Alaska-Hawaiian mashup was the number one subject when I did my travel pop-ups last week.
Mm-hmm.
And people really want to know. They want to know, why can't I use my companion fare on Hawaiian flights to Sydney? Do they not know that I'm MVP when I check in and they want to charge me for bags? Why this? Why that? You know, Scott, the answer to most of those questions is they're working on it.
Exactly.
But there are some important steps that you as a traveler can take between now and the time that they have everything ironed out, which could be years, okay? The biggest thing I think that Alaska travelers can do is to sign up and become a member of the Hawaiian Air, it's called Hawaiian Miles.
Okay.
So sign up and get an account there. If you're just a compulsive mileage hound like me.
Yes, you are.
You can also sign up for the Hawaiian Miles MasterCard and get 60,000 points after you pay their membership dues of $99 a year. And I think it's spend $2,000 or $3,000 within the first 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. Anyway, here's the trick with that. Once you get your Hawaiian frequent flyer number, then you go to the Alaska Airlines site, and you can link the two accounts, okay? And There's a protocol for that. You can Google it and find out how to do it. I'm not going to try and explain it on the radio. But what ends up happening is if you're an elite traveler, like an MVP or MVP Gold on Alaska, then they match your status over on Hawaiian.
Oh, okay.
So you're a Pu'ulani Platinum or something like that. As a Pu'ulani Platinum, for example, you get 2 free bags. Okay, to check. All right, so that's where you get, you know, some of that reciprocity, some of those extra benefits as an Alaska Airlines elite. It's important to understand. Hawaiian Airlines is not a One World member.
Okay.
Nor are they an earn and burn partner with Alaska. Okay, however, by linking your accounts, you can transfer all of your Hawaiian miles if you fly in Hawaiian and earn some miles, you can transfer them immediately over to your Alaska Airlines account. That's the benefit of that credit card. You know, you get an extra 60,000 miles. Well, that translates into 60,000 Alaska Airlines miles if you have linked your account.
Yeah, okay.
So those are important considerations. With respect to the announcement of the Seattle-Rome idea, a lot of things need to happen between now and next May when ostensibly that 787 would, you know, fly.
Start making the trips, okay.
To Rome, okay? I mean, I'm all for it. I love the idea. But a lot of things need to happen. They need to get that single operating certificate, or that would be a Hawaiian jet flying over there. Which is not terrible. For example, they're launching their Seattle Seoul service. Now, Hawaiian's been flying to Seoul for a long time already from Honolulu. This will be Seattle to Seoul. It was originally scheduled to be an Airbus A330. They've upgraded that to a Boeing 787.
Okay.
So that's good news. Newer plane, newer seats. Newer setup. Anyway, yeah, dude, I could go on for hours. That's what I often do.
And is the Narita, the Tokyo flight, that one, that's launched, hasn't it? Or is that still for? Okay,
that's been going since last month.
Since last month. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Any plans on your horizon to try out one of those new routes over to Seoul or Japan?
I haven't got that on the calendar.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that it won't happen, you know. So, I mean, I love to travel.
Yes, you do. you wouldn't have the Alaska Travel Gram otherwise, and
right,
it's a big part of what you do.
And you know, I mean, Asia had been a big gap in my travel experience. I have made it since over to Hong Kong 3 times.
Okay,
I've been down to Vietnam, been to Indonesia and Malaysia and Australia and New Zealand, but I have not been over to China. I haven't been to Hong Kong, to South Korea or to Japan.
Okay. Yeah. And they're great. You know, what's good for us in the tourism industry is, Japan and South Korea are big markets for us. They were really big markets before the pandemic. They're ones that are coming back. They're on the way coming back. It's, you know, there's some oddities for this year with international travel, but this is definitely going to help make that connection. So it's definitely good for the tourism industry.
Yeah, I mean, hope springs eternal with respect to nonstop service between Alaska and Asia.
Yeah.
That is.
Well, that's been talked about for so long. Yeah.
Everybody keeps wondering that. And I actually, Fairbanks enjoyed quite a bit of charter activity.
We did, yes,
in
yeah.
Korea,
yeah,
particularly in the winter.
And we got fingers crossed that we're going to bring those back at some point too.
I'm for that.
Yeah. Hey, Scott, let's. We don't have too much time left. We want to kind of shift gears here and focus on in-state. I know you just recently spent some time poking around to see what's happening across the state within the industry for discounts for residents of Alaska. Now, of course, we we're the Explore Fairbanks radio show, but we are also big proponents of travel within Alaska in general, whether it be people in Fairbanks, in other parts of the state, people in other parts of Alaska come in here. So what are some of the highlights for those residents who want to get out and see the state that you would recommend?
So if you want to take advantage of some good deals down in our neck of the woods, and go on that Kenai Fjords cruise to see whales and glaciers and such. Both Kenai Fjords Tours and Major Marine offer a 20% Alaska resident discount. So that's really good. There's a lodge that's in the middle of Kenai Fjords National Park, run by Alaska Wildland Adventures.
It's
Kenai Fjords Glacier Lodge. For Alaska residents, they can get 50% off.
Oh, that's pretty good.
And I talked with Amy, this morning, and she said the best availability is in the month of June. So, just fill up the tank and come on down.
Yeah.
Okay? And take advantage of that. They do have some select spots throughout the rest of the season, which is pretty tight in July, and they do have some space in August. But Alaska Wildland Adventures, the Kenai Fjords Glacier Lodge, 50% off. But kind of the big kahuna on in-state travel discounts that really got my attention, and you'll read about it in the Alaska Travel Guide newsletter, is Alaskan Dream Cruises out of Sitka.
Oh, yeah.
These are small ship luxury cruises, okay? They're not doing the tracing of the well-worn path between Ketchikan and Juneau and Skagway. These guys sail through all the little nooks and crannies. They take a week to sail between Juneau and Sitka, and they're offering 70% off for Alaska residents. It's a heck of a deal.
Have you done one of those, the small boat, small ship excursions in Southeast before?
I have not done any.
It looks just amazing. Yeah.
And I'm really looking for, I'm going to try it. I'm going to go.
Excellent.
So really looking forward to that. You guys should come along too.
We should. Thank you for that. And Corey, well, here in Fairbanks.
You got plenty of time. You're not doing the radio show anymore.
That's true. That's how we'll fill our spare time. And the discount, I know when you were doing the research on this, here within Fairbanks, we have our very own Chena Hot Springs Resort.
Yeah, that's right. I think it's 30% off for accommodations there in the summertime for Alaska residents. That's a great deal.
Yeah, it is. Yep, and just a quick, 75-minute drive or so outside of Fairbanks to Chena Hot Springs. So.
One of my favorite times to go this time of year is when all of their flowers and things they've grown in the greenhouse over the winter are out and adorning the grounds. It's a beautiful place.
It is, and if it's too hot out, no better way to cool down than going inside the ice museum there.
Exactly.
I can make it in less than 75 minutes.
Okay, you're that person.
Yeah, no worries. But those bumps, I mean, when you get airborne, you're going a little fast.
Yes, you are. That. well, Scott.
Appletini there.
Yes. Don't forget the Appletini. Be careful driving back there. Well, Scott, we've done it again. We managed to fill 30 minutes of time with you on the show. Thanks for being our final guest here. And again, for information, Alaska Travelgram, where do people go to for that?
Yeah, alaskatravelgram.com.
Well, that's easy enough. That's easy enough.
And I want that jacket.
It's in the mail, my friend.
Sure it is.
Well, thank you, Scott. I always appreciate the time with you. For those of you out there in the radio listening world, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Explore Fairbanks. If you're listening to us on June 21st, get outside the house at summer solstice. Come on downtown to the Midnight Sun Street Fair and enjoy all things during this solstice weekend. From Bill and I here at Explore Fairbanks, thank you for tuning in.
You have been listening to Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com. To listen back to this program or any past shows, simply log on to our website and click on the archives page. Explore Fairbanks has been a production of Last Frontier Media Active.